This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Kellogg now says it will close one of its cereal plants in the United States unless union workers at those plants approve changes to their labor contract. Battle Creek Enquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman has been following this story, and she joins us via Skype. Jennifer Bowman, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the statement that came from Kellogg yesterday. Is this the first time that they have said something publicly and directly about closing one of these cereal plants?
Yes. This was talked about when the union employees took up the contract changes and ultimately rejected those changes. But during those negotiations, the international union president told them he was told by a top Kellogg executive that one, maybe two cereal plants were going to be closed if these changes weren't approved. And after they were struck down, Kellogg said, "We must make steps now to make the cereal business sustainable." But this week is the first time that the company itself has said we will have to close or announce the closure of at least one plant if there's no changes with the contract.
And I want to note that wording specifically, it's in the lead of your story today. Kellogg says it will announce the closure of at least one of its cereal plants. So it could be more than one?
Yeah, they said at least. So I think those words were put in there on purpose. You know, the rumor when the union president was in his letter in December was two plants, and neither the union nor the company said which plants. But that two figure came out in December. What Kellogg is saying is at least one in the very near future.
What is Kellogg saying here about why they need to make these changes? What's happening in their industry right now?
Well, no one's buying cereal. I've heard it in a lot of quarterly earning reports that in these conference calls with analysis that, you know, consumers aren't necessarily, that breakfast cereal isn't their number one choice. They're turning to other sources of protein like bacon, Greek yogurt, and just last quarter, Kellogg reported a 31% drop in sales. And it's not just Kellogg that's feeling it, it's its competitors. General Mills recently closed a cereal plant in California. And so cereal just isn't the top choice. And when you are Kellogg and cereal makes a large chunk of your portfolio, I guess that's where it can hurt them and where they have to say, we've got to make some changes.
If these changes were to happen in the union contract, what would they mean for workers? What would happen to them in terms of wages, benefits, et cetera?
So these are some sweeping changes, and the master contract that's in place right now doesn't expire until October. So a lot of the workers I spoke with were concerned that this is coming so early. This isn't even the time we would typically bargain on the master contract. It's quite early. And the changes include eliminating cost of living adjustments, and instead there'd be one lump sum payout. It establishes this transitional employee, which is kind of the source of the debate that was going on with the lockout of the Memphis plant last year. Healthcare changes, any employee hired, had this been approved before in December, any employee hired after January 1st, whether it was he or she was a regular or transitional employee, would not have been eligible for retiree health care. And so the debate from what Kellogg says is, the employees now will still continue to enjoy what they say are the best wages in the industry and in the field. They say that, you know, they make $100,000 annually with overtime. But what the union is saying is we're giving up things that we bargained for, and our future employees are the ones who are going to have to suffer.
The union already has had an opportunity to vote on these changes back in December. They rejected them, correct?
Yes, overwhelmingly, 98% voted no.
Was anybody that you were talking to yesterday indicating that they were willing to reconsider?
So I spoke with three of the four union presidents. There's four cereal plants in the U.S. that Kellogg has. Trevor Bittleman, who is the union president here in Battle Creek, simply said, "We're not voting on that again." And Kevin Bradshaw in Memphis said, were willing to negotiate, but the company went to what he said were suit representatives from the international union instead of sitting at the table with the four union leaders and actually going to the people who work in these plants. And he says, if you want to negotiate their livelihood, you should go to those people. In Omaha, which employee-wise is the largest Kellogg plant, he simply said, we're taking this very seriously and we want to sit down at the table and see if we can find a middle road that helps both sides. So there's certainly, I would say, maybe a little more of an aggressive response from Battle Creek and Memphis. But I don't think any of these union leaders are, you know, not taking this seriously. They all seem to understand that any plant closure would mean some significant impact to the community. And they're very aware of that. But they're also taking a stance that, you know, the union president here in Battle Creek said, if Kellogg is going to close plant, you know, he said it before, they're just looking for negotiations on the way out, and they're not going to, it's not going to change whether they will close a plant or not, which is what I'm hearing from a lot of union employees here in Battle Creek.
So some of these union officials and union employees believe that the decision has been made one way or another about whether a plant's going to close?
Yes. And Kellogg is saying, you know, we're trying to preserve jobs. Now, the contract that's currently in place requires Kellogg to give, you know, a two-month advance notice before announcing the closure. So that would allow, you know, the union to respond and to give their input. With the contract changes that were struck down, it would have allowed the company to announce any closure before 2018, but they would have had to keep it open. Now, what would have been qualified as keeping a plant open is just one production line. So from the company's perspective, you know, they said in a letter to employees, we're trying to preserve your job. Union employees are saying one production line isn't saving all the jobs. And can that even qualify as keeping a plant open when it's just one production line?
As you noted earlier, this contract is due to expire in October. Kellogg,
yes.
But is Kellogg here pushing for something to happen before then? And I guess I'm wondering, you know, why would they insist on something happening now as opposed to 9 or 10 months from now?
Well, you know, with the current contract, they have the right 2 months before and they can announce the closure. And if it's, you know, they have quarterly earnings, they'll show their year-end earnings later this month, and that'll be pretty telling as far as how bad the cereal industry is doing, or has it continued? Has there been any improvement? But under the current contract, they have to give the 2 month notice. With the contract that was struck down, you know, they would have been able to, you know, have some kind of. It sounds like Kellogg is saying we got to make some changes and we've got to make them fast. And if we can't make those changes through negotiations that we've already, you know, presented to the union workers, well, we're going to go another route. It'll be pretty telling to see in the quarterly earnings, though, just how bad the cereal industry is doing.
And if we were to somehow get close to October, does it seem likely there would be some more contentious negotiations between Kellogg and the union?
Sure. I don't see this as going away. I think, you know, what the union president said in Memphis is that, you know, his employees are willing to negotiate. And, you know, they're not necessarily willing to vote on this exact contract as it was proposed, again, from what I understand. But I do think that there will be more discussions between union leaders and between the company.
Are there any other developments that we should be looking for in the next weeks or months that might tell us what direction this is headed?
Well, yeah, like I said, the quarterly earnings will be pretty telling. You know, Kellogg is going through its restructuring program. That was a four-year program that's ongoing. There's a lot of changes going on at Kellogg. And it really depends on, I guess, how that cereal business is going to go. You know, it's a different reaction, I think. You know, business jobs are jobs, and that's important. And you know, when there's, you know, almost 500 employees in Omaha, that's certainly of importance to the community. But here in Battle Creek, you know, we have about 400 union employees at the Battle Creek plant, I'm told. But it means so much more in Battle Creek. You know, there's the roots of the company. This is the company's hometown. You know, people are part of generations who have worked for Kellogg that I think, you know, the no matter what move Kellogg makes, whether it's, you know, a business move or how it gets involved in the community, my readers here are just really interested in every step Kellogg takes. It's a lot of importance. So I think any step that they take is going to be noteworthy for folks here.
Jennifer Bowman, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman joining us via Skype. You can find links to her stories in the Battle Creek Inquirer on Kellogg and the negotiations with its union over cereal plants in the United States at WMUK.org. This is at WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.